Jim Speary, it's March 21st, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Today's the first day of spring. I have another New Mexico National Guard soldier with me. Sir, please tell me your name.
Sergeant William Revis.
William, where are you from?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, but I understand you grew up on the east side, am I correct?
I did. I was born in Maryland, and I moved to New Mexico when I was six, I think, so.
And over near the Clovis area, am I right?
Yes, yep. I moved there when I was six. My mom married an Air Force guy, and when I was about 19, I joined the military and moved to Santa Fe.
And what year did you graduate from Clovis High School?
2004.
Okay, so you know wind a little bit.
I do, yes.
So tell me, how long have you been in the Guard?
7 years.
And what made you decide to join the New Mexico Guard? Where did the idea come from, and what did you go in as?
It came from my stepdad. He was in the Guard. He's still in, and he's the one that drove me into it. He gave me all the details as far as what the benefits were, and I liked him, so I joined, and I went as a 25 uniform, which is a signal support system specialist.
And what do you do now here on this deployment? What's your job?
Right now, I'm still 25 uniform, but I do operations also. So I still deal with radios and all the operation stuff for medevac unit.
Now, the operations side of the house is where everything happens. That's where the coordination begins to get the mission going. I would imagine on some of the days it's been kind of busy?
Yes, it has, depending on what the weather is like and pretty much what the weather is like. If it's really nice, we get really busy, and if it's, you know, windy or anything else, we slow down, and that's good, the good days.
Weather's an interesting factor here. Like recently, this past week and all, we've had days where it's just you can barely see the tent across the dirt road here. It can be wreak havoc on us here, can it?
It can. Yep. You know, when it's really dusty, we don't fly, and hopefully no one gets hurt, and we don't have to go get them.
Let's talk about that operation side of things. It intrigues me what you guys do. It's kind of like the brainchild of the beginning and the current and the ending of the mission. What goes on? Kind of walk us through when a call comes down and how you disseminate the information to get the ball rolling.
Well, we have a system set up where it rings whenever something drops as far as what we call a 9-line or a 911 call. And we look at the grid, and if it's in our area, we then look at if it's an Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, meaning what the condition, if it's, you know, like a serious injury or not. And we call out the crews. They get ready. They tell us they're ready. They fly out. We track them until they get to the patient, and we let them know where they're supposed to go. And then once they get back, we just do the paperwork and send it in.
So everything really does begin with that little chiming in on the computer that I hear all the time, and it's your job to get everybody going.
Yes, sir, it is. Yep.
So when I nearly get run over by everybody going to the aircraft, and I'm never first at the aircraft, it's because you notified them first. So from now on, can you give me a little heads up so I can win?
If you're around the area, I will try and give you a heads up, yes.
It really is fun. I have finally figured out the system, and I'm not last anymore, but I've never been first yet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I'll definitely try and give you a heads up for now.
Yeah, well, let's not tell the other guys, okay? Because, you know, I want to make them think I'm really quick now.
All right.
Is this your first deployment?
It is not. This is my third.
Tell me a little bit about your previous deployments.
My first deployment, I was with the infantry unit. I went to Farah, Afghanistan, which is northeast of Dalaram. My second deployment, I went with the 1115th out of New Mexico Transportation Company to Iraq, and we did convoy security, and then now this is my third deployment, and I'm with the medevac unit.
So in 7 years, you've got two trips to Afghanistan and one to Iraq.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And how old are you again?
I am 26.
So you've really gotten some serious training as a young adult.
Yes, sir, I have.
The name of my project is called 10 Years Later. Where were you 10 years ago? Do you remember where you were about 2002, a few months after 9/11?
I was, during 9/11, I was in my junior ROTC class at high school.
In Clovis?
Yes, sir, in Clovis.
And at that time, so you would be about 16 years old, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Did you ever think at that point in time that 10 years later you would be right here having already done 3 deployments in war? Did you think that was what your life was going to take?
When 9/11 happened, I decided I was going to join the military branch. As far as where I was and here, I had no idea. No, I didn't think I was going to be here.
Of your 3 deployments, which one is the most impressive to you?
they all have their the good sides and bad side. You know, infantry unit, we did a lot of walking, which, I mean, as much walking as I do now, I guess it helped out. But I'd say this is probably one of the better deployments. We have a lot of good guys, and I like what I do.
What does the future hold for you in years ahead? Will you stay in the Guard? What kind of career path will you stay on? I know you and I were talking earlier about some things that you do on the civilian side. What does the future hold for Sergeant Revis?
Well, I'm planning on staying in the Guard as long as I can. And when I get back to the States, I'm going to go back to school, finish an associate's degree in wind and energy.
So that's the wind turbines that we see all over the Southwest right now. You're getting pretty involved in those?
Yes, I am. I have 13 months left for school, and hopefully after that I'd go somewhere good.
Does your parents still live in the Clovis area?
They do not. All my family lives in Maryland. The only one that I know is still in Clovis is my sister.
Anything you would like to convey to the folks listening here about your experiences that you'd like to say to everybody that may not have a complete understanding of what goes on over here?
No. if they want the experience, I say join the military, and you know, it's a good thing.
So the next young man, say out of Clovis, who's 18 years old, wants to go into the Guard. Your advice to him?
Do good on your ASVAB, and then whatever job you pick, make sure it's something that you really want to do. Because no matter what job it is, you're going to get deployed, and it might suck at the time, but you're serving your country, and it's a good thing.
Before we close, I want to hone in a little bit on this particular mission here. It's unique, and you correct me if I'm wrong. This is something where you work hand-in-hand with the Marines. Not only are you supporting them, but you're actually picking up the Marines when they're injured and all. How does that work for you, and what's a little bit of your experience in working side-by-side with the Marines?
Well, you know, Marines and Army usually don't get along, especially stateside. We always make fun of each other and, you know, and all that, but here it's a lot different. They respect us a little bit more, and we definitely respect them for keeping us safe. It's a brotherhood, and it's always good. So
very, very good. Sergeant Revis, I appreciate you taking time out of taking your break time to come chat with me about this. Appreciate what you've done, and I know you're in the fourth quarter and looking forward to going home here soon. What's the one thing you missed before we close? What did you miss the most on this particular deployment?
Food. Good food.
You like green chili, maybe?
Yeah, definitely green chili. Yeah. Sushi.
Green chili and sushi, huh?
Sushi. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's an interesting combination. Maybe we could do a new restaurant, you know, the sushi chili bar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Not so sure it'll go over, man.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, they got that other kind of hot stuff that the sushi places have, but, you know, green chili and this one, that'd be a new one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sergeant Revis, thanks a lot. You have a good day today, and be safe for the rest of your time.
Well, thank you. You too.
This is Jim Speary, March 21st, 2012, forwarded operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.